Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very blocky edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to maybe just say, you know what, you don't need to play it, bro. You just don't need to play it. Pass it on by. I am Corey, and I am joined by Last Gen Basher.
Whoa. Let's not... Let's not gendrify things around here, all right? I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
I'm playing
all the same games.
We got this guy over here playing on an Xbox One OG, not even an S. The big old VCR itself. You know, I don't care. I still like the look of the Xbox One. And you know what it had that the PS4 didn't? It was simply
it's not games.
Quiet. You don't hear that Xbox One in any capacity. I've done it. I am next gen.
You next gen'd it?
I am next gen'd.
I didn't get that update.
The Xbox Series X is under my entertainment stand, and you know what we did? We played some mother effing Tetris. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. We played Tetris Effect
Garbage Generation
Connected. But before that, if you're listening to us, why not leave us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcasting service? I know we say this at the beginning of every episode, but you know why we say it? Because it matters. It helps, I promise. And this is also
voting doesn't matter, but this does.
It does, exactly. If don't vote, vote for us, I guess. Is that,
is that yeah, you're right.
I'm also here to announce that we sold out. That's it. We're done.
I mean, it was your decision. I was just along for the ride.
To make a long story short, you're going to be getting a bonus episode. You know, we've actually done this before in this show. You know, we had an email asking if we were going to cover new games and stuff like that. And so we did. We did an episode on Doom Eternal, and it did all right. But an opportunity arose to get a sponsored episode. So you'll be getting an episode on Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. So that'll be coming down the pipeline. That'll be a bonus episode. But I just want to give everyone a heads up at the front of the episode. We're not changing the format or anything like that. But sometimes you got to try new things. And Activision was kind enough to sponsor that episode for us.
So. Activision was kind enough. You heard the words out of that man's mouth. Activision is kind. This is how far he's gone. This is how far this man has fallen.
Activision bought and kept the developer Raven Studios alive, and Raven Studios has produced some of my favorite video games ever, including Heretic, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Quake 4, just some good stuff. So
if they make Shenmue 3, if not, I don't care.
But that's not what this episode is about. We're gonna be talking about Tetris Effect Connected. Let's go over the details of this game, developed by Monstars Incorporated and Resonaire. So these companies, you know, I'll be 100% honest. I looked up these companies and I couldn't exactly find out what they make. But it seems like they're a support studio and they were very supportive on all the different versions of Rez and like Rez Infinite, etc. So they seem to have a style, and they just have this, what's the word I'm looking for? Like very colorful and sort of futuristic art style that they do. They somehow applied it to Tetris as well. They're super into like stars and constellations apparently as well. Regularly priced at $39.99. It's available on PC, Xbox, and actually came out on PlayStation 4, I believe, in 2018. But the connected version is brand new. That is new, and it is a timed exclusive on the PC and Xbox. I believe it will be coming to the PS4. I don't know if they've ever said it's free or not, though. So good luck with that. Does this have Xbox One X support? It does, but we got a new category. Does it have Series X and S support? It does, ladies and gentlemen. This is a next-gen game.
It sure is.
This is a next-gen game. You heard it here first. Tetris Effect connected. Let's talk about it.
I mean, you guys ever played Tetris before? It's kind of like that, you know? It's kind of like playing Tetris. You know what? I say that jokingly. I always appreciate when these classic games get these new age remakes or updates rather, because it's usually good business when people put the thought and care behind it. I think of immediately is it Pac-Man Championship?
Yes, the original.
That was phenomenal Pac-Man stuff.
And second one sucks. Just so you know.
Okay, good to know. I didn't go to the second one because you don't need a second Pac-Man Championship. But yeah, just they didn't screw up Tetris,
which, so that's which, right, believe
right,
it or
right,
not,
right off the bat,
you can do. You can right. screw up Tetris. Let's not.
It's not exactly hard to do. We've seen it a million times. These Tetris clones just not even be as good as regular old school Tetris. But these guys put in some work to make a very cool take on Tetris.
Yeah, so I did actually play this game on the PlayStation 4. It got a lot of talk when it first came out, and everyone was just sort of kind of drawn to it because it's Tetris. Like, I don't get it. But it had a VR mode, which I tried, which I actually didn't. The VR mode was kind of strange. Like, it was cool, but I think the biggest issue was that the PSVR's fidelity and just terms of the crispness of that screen just wasn't where it needed to be. And you play that game in 4K HDR on an OLED TV where those colors just super pop, and it's really, really cool. But in the PSVR version, it just wasn't crisp enough for me. So I played this on the PS4, really enjoyed it there. And the connected version was something that they had announced on Game Pass, etc. And so I actually told Bash, I was like, look, we're playing this. I pulled a veto, and I was like, this game is actually like really, really cool, and I'm actually really interested to see what this team can do with the multiplayer, considering the single player is really neat. It's not a rhythm based Tetris game, but the way that they've built it is that you're basically playing through songs, through 4 to 5 songs per each level. And during that, the actual entire landscape of everything changes. The background, the way the pieces look, and they've modified it to where every time that you move a block, it actually sort of plays to the beat of the music. So there's this zen quality to it, to where if you've got some really good headphones or some really nice surround sound, and you've got, a great display, like, you can just... Tetris can already be pretty addicting as is, but when you add that sort of complete atmosphere around it, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how easy it is to get sucked into a Tetris game in the year 2020. But they've done it, and it's phenomenal. So,
yeah, style goes a long way with this game. And it's a testament to their design work. You're saying that they seem to have a history of artistic style where they do this type of thing. I am super impressed by how just cool everything looks and feels. Dropping blocks has never felt better, and it's just weird to say that in a Tetris game. And I was playing it with my surround sound on, and the music was just pumping. It was like a techno party. My cousin walks in. He's like, "What the heck are you doing in here?" And it's like, "I'm playing Tetris."
Playing Tetris, bro.
It's like, yeah, just Tetris. And it's like, oh, that's strange, because it's like, because it felt like it had a real oomph, 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 oomph. Yeah. And it's just, it was just knocking. It was just, it's a true experience for sure.
Yeah, it's. And, you know, you can't – that's the thing about some of these experiences. Like, you really can't – you don't get it until you play it. And I'm sure there was very much when I said, dude, we're going to play Tetris. And I'm sure there was a moment of just like, okay. Like, I guess I'll play some Tetris. Like, I don't – whatever, bro. But I could see it as we were playing in the multiplayer. Like, it was clicking for you. So that's good to see that I'm not crazy. And I was like, no, like, there's something here. This is cool, man. You got to give it a chance, kind of thing. So,
oh no, like that clicking happens. I want to say, I mean, if it doesn't click immediately, I feel like something's wrong with you. Cause I mean, like,
or you're bad at Tetris, not, I guess.
Right. Cause I mean, like, it's definitely one of those games where, There's been a million games that I've come out and that's been popular, that's been recommended, and I'm just like, I don't quite get why this is popular. I don't quite get why people are into this. Whereas this is one of those ones where you instantly see, like, I get it. This is that this even if you don't like it, you instantly get why it's so much telling you to play this game.
Yeah, you cannot deny it's feng shui and it's just overall design. So, but let's talk about the connected part. So this is kind of this is the big new thing about it. The original game, I could be misspeaking. I don't think it had any kind of multiplayer. I don't even think you could do 1v1. I believe it was just a straight up Tetris game. So this game not only has a full on competitive multiplayer with ranking systems, it also has cooperative. And we did we did all the versus modes, which are pretty much what you expect. They've got a classic mode, which is you can't even hard drop blocks. You can't do it's just you move left and right and you can press down to make it go quicker, but that's it. Like, there is no, you can't press up to hard drop. There's no T spinning. There's none of that stuff. So, and it's very reminiscent of like the original NES Tetris. So, but then they've got the regular versus modes, which are just straight up, you know, who can get as many lines in 5 minutes. Then they've got the battle mode, which is whenever you drop lines, you give garbage to the other side and they have to sort of deal with it in real time, etc. So, and then I think by far the most interesting mode was the cooperative mode, and it's a 3v1 mode, and you have to have at least two people. But you can put a CPU in the third spot if you don't have a third person, and then you're going against the CPU. But this is like, it's almost like I don't want to say Mario Kart, because that's not entirely true. But what happens is as you are playing with the 3v1, the one has the ability to basically send weird things your way. There's one that's the big block. The big block is the one that just... How do you describe the big block other than it's a big frickin' block?
Yeah, right? yeah, it's exactly what you said. It's that your regular L shape is your L shape times two, and it's taking up times two amount of the space. It really is.
It's super huge.
Coincidentally, that's not even like the one I dislike the most, because I feel like at least I can at least bank that. My issue is the and that's something we got to talk about also real quick, is the, you can bank your pieces, which is
right, which is not enough, which is not in all Tetris games. So that's also kind of strange to me, right? Like, in my brain, hard dropping and banking, that's just Tetris, but that's not the case. Like, that's not where Tetris came from.
You can banking was brand new at one point.
Yeah,
I remember like being like, you're like, well, this is next gen now, guys. You can bank Tetris blocks. But yeah, so like the big blocks, I can at least bank and be like, all right, I'm not dealing with you until I have to. Right. Whereas like, I hate the I believe it's called Tilt, where it takes all the blocks you've already piled up and turn them 90 degrees.
Yeah, that can definitely, like,
not a fan of that.
That all. And I think is it called reverse? I think it was called, to where it basically, it does a not a one. Is it a 180? They do something. I don't remember. Like the pieces on the bottom go to the top and et cetera. Like it is very weird. And there's the arrow one where it basically like shoots an arrow through the left of the side of the screen. And it
that
just
was
takes
all right.
Out.
I can live with that one.
Yeah, that was not too bad. And then there was, like, I think it was called like hard pieces, to where basically there's pieces that you have to drop two lines on them. And it's just, it's all stuff to just like throw you off. But the reason why Big Block comes to mind for me is because I always feel like a Big Block came at the absolute worst opportunity. If it's on the bottom right. portion of the screen, depending on the block too, because it can be a random block. It can be a square. It can be an L, like whatever it is. And it always would come on the top half of the screen, which basically like when you hit that top half of the screen, because you can't make lines with some of those blocks anymore.
No.
So it's just, it becomes this game of trying to basically play a full field with only half of the field being able to be maneuvered. And it's just, it's interesting. And it definitely, I've never played a Tetris game. Like I've obviously played Tetris games where garbage is a thing, to where, you know, you're throwing lines back and forth at each other and dealing with it. But this, I've never played anything quite like this. And it, it was fun. I super enjoyed it. I think the, on the three side, which is our side that we played, the big thing is that is where there is a sort of like, what do you want to call it? It's not a bonus mode, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, when our three screens unify to one large screen, that's when we can kind of build a combo that right. would then dump trash onto the number, the one guy we're playing against.
Yeah, and it's weird because like the way it even happens, like the whole screen like transforms and all three of your lanes kind of come into one, and it's also weird that you can see what the other people are doing the entire time. Like you can't really zoom in or anything, and you're seeing the whole field being played, so you can even see what the opponent, like what they're building, etc. But so when those three screens kind of come and they combine, the AI, like we only put them on normal for our team because we didn't want to, you know, just, you know, roll over everything. And man, that could be annoying because he was trolling us at times. Like we would put a piece like we're ready to drop this piece here, and he's like, nah, I got it. he'll put a piece down that makes no sense. It's just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, there were a few moments where I'm just like, yeah, this team, you really own CPU.
Yeah.
But I was going to say though, like, I don't think, for me, I think that part of the screens unifying and becoming like a bonus stage, I feel like that, for me, may be the newest part, or newest addition to a Tetris game. Other than that, I think I've seen variations of everything else, and therefore, I can't stress enough, I think what makes it stand out for me is the fact that it just looks better doing it. It just feels much better doing it. It sounds much better doing it. I think the worst, like the hardest thing for me to get down was the moving of the, because everything is just thumping. Everything's right. just moving towards the beat. Your entire personal screen of Tetris blocks is just constantly moving and jiving to the beat. And I'm just like, can you stop moving for 2 seconds? I need to drop this, hard drop this. And it just, the slight shifts threw me off. And it's supposed to, and it adds to the fun of it. But that was really my biggest challenge, just kind of like focusing on like trying to make sure things stop moving for a moment. But other than that, I'm just kind of like, I'm thoroughly impressed by how they took an old game with old ideas, because I mean, like I said, like none of these are very, none of these variations are super new to me. But they just wrapped it up in this package that's just kind of like, you're not going to get anywhere else.
No, yeah, it's definitely, that's what sells it. And the competitive multiplayer, like the 1v1 is pretty in depth. Like they go out of their way to really try to match you up with people of your same level, which is extremely important to me. And this is one of those things where I really hope that Game Pass just really helps with that, because as someone who has played a lot of Tetris, I've played Puyo Puyo. Let me try that again. As someone who's played a lot of Tetris, it seems like in the past 5 years.
Puyo Puyo is good business.
Yeah, like I am terrible at Puyo Puyo. Like I just I can't do it. My brain does not work. So I bought that Puyo Puyo versus Tetris or whatever it's called on the Switch and proceeded to get rolled by everyone playing Puyo Puyo, because you could actually do a Tetris versus Puyo Puyo, and like just proceeds to get rolled all the time because people are good at Tetris and Puyo Puyo. I thought I was good because I was playing that game and, you know, I can do level 6, level 7. These people, it's just like second nature to them, and I don't know how they do it. Then there was Tetris 99, which I don't know. Did you ever play Tetris 99? Tetris 99, that's some good stuff right there. Like, I still play Tetris 99 every now and then, and that's the reason to have a Nintendo Online subscription at this point. It's really cool. But again, like, it's because of the nature of the 99 players, chances are you're going to get someone who's going to get better than you. I've gotten to a top 5 in Tetris 99, but I don't know if I'll ever win a match simply because people are good at Tetris. But Tetris Effect, being on Game Pass, opens that field more, and I actually played some really competitive Tetris that felt awesome. Like, I wasn't getting rolled all the time, and I wasn't rolling everyone all the time. Every once in a while that would happen. Like, you know, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect system. But the fact that there's a real skill-based matchmaking in Tetris was cool. I felt like I was actually playing competitive Tetris at someone at my level, which is when it's most fun. So I just think that's super important, and I think that's where Game Pass comes in handy, because of that, being able to have just a wider field of people. So, and the other thing I'll say is that this game is normally priced at $40. That's high.
That's way too high
for a Tetris high. Game. Like, what I'll say is, like, I think the game is worth $40, but explaining that to someone, I don't see any scenario where I can go to someone and be like, look, man, Tetris.
For $40.
For $40. Like,
you're out of control.
Yeah, they're just going to look at you like, yeah, sure, whatever. So the fact that it's on Game Pass is, this is one of those instances where Game Pass is just, it's a perfect, absolutely perfect fit for it.
I mean, there's not enough. If you're one of those people that played Pac-Man Championship and thought, wow, this is the same effect. I wish, like all these games are getting, like, we went through that stage where every game's getting that remaster treatment, and there's a lot of games that nobody really wanted to be remastered, or the remastering wasn't well done. It's games like this, I feel like, show that we need more of these. We need more developers and studios and publishers to go back, pull these old classic games out, and really, truly bring them into the this new era. Because it's weird how I'm just like, I want to play more Tetris. And, like, you wouldn't say that in 2020. You shouldn't be saying that in 2020. That's like a 1980 thing. Like, so it's like, to say that, like I want to be able to, I want these developers to try to handle other things. So I can say that about Missile Command or Frogger or whatever else. Just like any sort of those classic games, we'll just bring them to a new era, because when you do it this well, it's simply magical.
Yeah, it really, it's freaking cool. So, and I mean, yeah. I don't know if I have anything bad to say about this game. Like,
the only negative thing I would say is, for $40, the campaign, like, it's just not enough meat on the bones for $40. I feel like, because most of the meat, for me personally, is from playing other people. The campaign itself is just not enough for a $40 title, because the campaign is as good as it is, as fun as it is, rather, it's just not, it's not enough depth there to be like, oh, this is like, I don't know, like a BioShock level campaign. Like, no, it's you're just playing Tetris over and over again.
Right. Which it does have difficulty modes, and there is sort of a I don't want to give it away, but like there is something that you can do once you finish it. So like there is more to do, but if you're playing it specifically to just play Tetris, Yeah, I agree. Again, the $40 price tag is still high, but what I'll say is I still think it's worth it. Like, it's still extremely cool, and I think this is a game to where you can play through it and spend 5-6 hours and play through the campaign and be like, all right, that was great, and you can come back to it in 3 or 4 months and do it again. Like,
yeah,
and true. And it'll still be fun where, you know, some, you know, it just, I think it's got that replay value, but when you add the online and stuff in it too, I think it's, again, it's a weird thing to say I'm okay with the price. It's just, it's hard to get that across. So, but no, this game is absolutely phenomenal. You know, I make the joke about, oh, I finally jumped into next gen, like, but it's telling that I had quote unquote real next gen games in my library and I still wanted to play Tetris. Like, that's telling you something. You know, maybe it's just a testament to how good Tetris really is, but that's telling that, you know, you've got the Assassin's Creeds and the Call of Duties and the Gears Tactics, you know, 4K 60. And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm gonna play some Tetris. Play that Tetris all day. So, but yeah, so I think when it comes to this show, Game Pass or Pass, I think this is a game you should install and leave installed.
Yo, yeah. I left mine. Oh, wait. Another negative before we get out of here. The PC version seems to be broken for some people.
It's fine now. Yeah, so there was a day one issue, but they put out a patch the next day, and I can confirm it at least launches now.
All right, cool. So my game just was not launching at the moment, so we had to, yeah. I had to download it to the Xbox. Other than that, yeah, like pass it on to your friends for sure. Also, this is a PG-13 podcast, but if you are of age and partake in certain festivities, yeah, toke it up. This is one of those games.
I will not confirm nor deny that maybe you should do that.
It is amazing. So, yes, I can confirm.
I cannot confirm.
Amazing.
So we're split on that. One can confirm, one cannot. So the real story is up to you. The sources are 50-50. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. So if you are playing Tetris Effect, or you just want to talk to us about Tetris Effect or any game on Game Pass, you can leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text message at 574-651-9256. Like I said, text message, voicemail, whatever you want. We'll talk about it on the air. You can also email us gpopfans@gmail.com if writing is your preferred, writing of the electronic mail kind is your preferred way to speak with others. I'm trying to think of a way to say that without it sounding weird. You should probably text us or call us. that's what I'm getting at. So
hit my line, bro.
There you go. So, all right. So obviously, if you're listening to this and you're a longtime fan, we still have not played Age of Empires 3. I do have my new computer, but unfortunately, it just came at a time to where next gen.
Oh,
was
no, I played it.
What?
I played it.
How he played it. Sorry. I guess I'm the one to blame this time. I don't know what we're going to be, if we're going to play Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition, because since like I said, we sold out, we've got an episode on Call of Duty coming, but that Destiny 2 content did drop, and I have a lot to say about that Destiny 2 content, and I really want to get to that, and I think it's going to be an interesting episode, so I want that to be our next episode. We'll see how it goes. There's a lot to play, so we're just trying to make sure that there's plenty of space and time and all that stuff. So, if not, we're also going to be playing Unruly Heroes, which is a game that I believe we sort of talked about this. I don't think we talked about it in the air, but basically saying, like, every once in a while we should just pick a game that, you know, you see some cover art and say, that looks neat. Let's check that out. And that was the game that sort of popped in for me, was Unruly Heroes. So we're going to be waiting for Basher to play that one. We'll talk about that. So. And then, believe it or not, it is almost time to start talking about our Game of the Year episode. So if you didn't listen to us last year, we do a Game of the Year, but it's a little bit different because, you know, normally Game of the Year has to be everything that came out this year. But our criteria is it has to be released on Game Pass, and it has to be something that we played. It doesn't even have to be released on Game Pass this year. So we're going to talk about the close to probably 40 to 50 games that we have played on Game Pass for this year, and we're going to rank them, and we're going to give you a top 10. And then we're going to give you a top 10, but then we're also going to do a top 3. So then we're going to pick the best game and the two runners up. So that's all coming in the pipeline. And then we take a couple weeks off for Christmas because, you know, as much as you guys are beating down the door for our next episodes, we do like to just relax sometimes. So I just said a lot, so you say something.
Good day, sirs.
There you go. But all right, so that's going to do it for this episode. You can leave us a voicemail. Like I said, 574-651-9256, gpopfans@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with most likely Destiny 2.
We're Audi 5000.